Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
I had gotten that thing where it said I want an iPhone, and then I put in my payment for delivery, and then it said I had a chance to win. Now, did I win, or I didn't, or I have a chance to win?
Okay, ma'am. If you will, please provide me with your zip code so I can pull up that account for you.
86305.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Sean Winfrey.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I was able to locate that account for you. Could you verify the mailing address for security purposes?
1305 Adams Avenue, Space 51, Prescott, Arizona, 86305.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. Let me look over on their terms and conditions, and I'll be right back with you, ma'am. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. So, according to their terms and conditions, it looked like you entered for a chance to win. And if you were the winner, it says here they will email you regarding it. But it looks like upon completion of the contest entry, it says that. Let me finish reading. 1 second, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. So it says here, upon completion of this account, if this account is not canceled within 48 hours, that it will be enrolled into an online gadget store where you pay the monthly charge of $54.95. And with that membership purchase, you will get a $125 gift card each month you enroll to their online gadget store.
Okay, well, cancel my credit card I just put in and cancel me, close my account or whatever.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. Let me get this account documented and canceled for you, and I'll be right back with that cancellation number.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. So I got that account canceled for you. Are you ready for that cancellation number?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, ma'am. That number is C, as in Charlie, 259-094-842. And that number is confirming that this account has been canceled and that it's effective immediately, ma'am.
Will they give me my money back I just put on my credit card?
Okay, ma'am. So, unfortunately, it looked like I can't get you a refund on that because that was for that contest entry.
Well, that's not what it said. It said that I won, and I want it back on my card.
Okay, ma'am, again, I cannot issue a refund on those charges. It was in their terms and conditions, which was also on their webpage. You may not have seen it, and which I do apologize. I know they do keep it at the bottom of their page, but it was on that page, and that does that is a legal document. And it does at the very beginning of that terms and conditions, it states that the buyer and the seller are bound to that contract upon completion of that order.
It's not completed. I didn't get anything.
Well, ma'am, it says here that that charge was approved.
Okay, well, can I talk
again,
to somebody?
You entered for a chance to win.
That's not what it said. It said you won an iPhone.
Well,
and
ma'am,
then after I put my credit card in, then it said you entered for a chance. That's bullshit. I want that off my credit card. Can you give me to somebody that can do that?
Ma'am, no one here would be able to do that. Okay, ma'am, so my mistake, ma'am. So technically I can. My apologies, because it says here that it started on the 24th. But those charges got declined. So since it did get approved today, because today is the 26th, I will be able to refund those. But again, it's my apology. But if those charges would have went through on the 24th, I wouldn't have been able to.
Okay. Well, cool. So I'll get, you're going to refund it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's all I want. Because they led me to believe I won it. And then after I paid it, then they said, you have a chance. My happy ass. You said I won it.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. But again, it is in their terms and conditions. I understand it is at the bottom of their page, and you may not have read it, but that is a legal document. Again, it is binding the buyer and the seller to the agreement once that order is placed. So I will advise if for future references, if you would like to enter into those contests or surveys to read their terms and conditions before placing that order.
Okay. Got it.
Yes, ma'am. And was there anything else I can do for you today?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, yes, ma'am. If that was all, thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, ma'am.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.